So, Seth, could you tell us what you're going to be covering in the masterclass on June 11th and 12th?
Sure. So I started off the first section here talking about how excited I was about a new communications model. And this speaks to the last interaction we just had. Many people have the old model that was created by Shannon and Weaver in Bell Labs. It was actually created in 1948 and first published in 1963. And what that communications model says is that you have a message, and then it gets transmitted through a media, and that you have a recipient. And that the quality of the received message is based on the noise in the media. And that really works for a radio signal, it works for a television signal, it even works for internet packets that are traveling around the globe. But it does not work for the way human beings create meaning together and for the way they lay the groundwork to generate their future together. So at the core of what I'm going to be teaching at the June 11th and 12th masterclass is this new model. And this model is one where people come together, work together to construct their understanding of what's going on and lay the foundation for the future that they're going to generate through their combined behavior. Once people do that, then they can move out into the world, confront a huge variety of circumstances that are impossible to predict, confront them independently without being able to touch base with each other, and handle them in a way that's consistent and that provides a cohesive overall thrust which moves the change program forward. So you really have to have this core of people who are coming together and thinking together and creating their common understanding of what it is that they're doing, and that is best done face-to-face. The best possible scenario is that people share air. That's at the core. Then I'm going to be talking about seven principles that I've identified that really stem from that. And I'm just going to go through them very quickly here. We don't have a time for a lot of detail, but I want to at least highlight them. The first is communicating so people get it and spread it. And the it here is not a noun. It's a verb. What we want is we want people to get the conversation. We want them to become engaged, and we want them to carry that conversation out so that what you get is a chain reaction. You know, the idea of a chain reaction was first discovered in the 1930s. It was the precursor to nuclear fusion, which enabled us to tap a tremendous source of energy. And basically the idea is that when two things interact, that there's a byproduct, and that byproduct creates another interaction, and it spreads. And that's what we're looking for here, is a chain reaction of conversations that will spread exponentially throughout the system. That's what makes the change rapid and widespread. Number two is identifying and energizing your most valuable players. These are the people who are going to bring the change to life. They can be the people who bless the change, the people who provide resources to the change, the people who do the change work itself, the people who plan and strategize, even partners, vendors, people whose behavior must shift in order for the change to take. You want to not only know who they are, but you want to be able to activate them. You want to get them involved. You want to have them participating and engaged. Number three, you need to understand the territory of change. Every change initiative moves through a different terrain. There are different potholes, there's different political undercurrents, there's different liaisons, there's different places where it can accelerate, where things can move extremely fast. And I'm going to share a method that I use for mapping the territory of change. And essentially, it's a form of story listening, where I engage these players and I listen to their stories and I look for five things when I'm listening to them. And I'll share what those five things are and how to pull them all together in a synthesis so that you're able to get a description of the territory that you're going to be operating in as you go through this change. Fourth is I'm going to be talking about how you accelerate the evolution of the change through communities. If you remember, again, the World Bank, it comes to mind, we had no budget and we couldn't micromanage the change because we didn't have the resources to do it. So what you want to do is you want to have groups of people who are shepherding the change forward everywhere you can get them. And we created not only 100 plus of these groups inside the World Bank, but we created 100 or more outside the World Bank. We had people everywhere, communities of people who were engaged with what we were doing and helping us to move the agenda forward. Number five, I'm going to talk about how you blow through bottlenecks and log jams. Project stalling, obstacles, this is part of life. It's part of reality. And so there's a special process that I've seen work again and again for bringing people together to cut through these things and accelerate that. A lot of change initiatives stall, they slow down, they get sidetracked, or they spin out in confusion when there's a particular log jam. And I'm going to show a way of going through it that actually deepens the engagement and helps to move things through quickly. Number six, I'm going to share a process that I use for creating dramatic surges in forward movement. And really, this is again about leveraging face-to-face interaction. It's about bringing people together in the right kind of events. I've got a very particular format that I've adapted to many, over 100 different scenarios that bring people together, inspire them, and make it possible for rapid progress to take place, really sometimes within an hour. And the last point that I'm going to be talking about, number 7, is how to keep your focus when change comes fast. I know that when initiatives are successful, the environment can move so quickly that it's literally disorienting. And that's when it's most important for the people at the center of the change, the people who are catalyzing the change, to really know what it is they're doing and keep their eye on the ball. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on in the masterclass. I'm going to be bringing in templates, techniques, lists of actions that people can take, and we will also be getting into the actual work that the participants bring. One of the things I love about the masterclasses is that people can do work in them. They can bring their challenges and their struggles, and we can make headway right there on the spot.